It is the trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams to go through, whether we like it or not. Liverpool 1, Manchester United 2. There's a lot to get into across the course of the game, Josh. We've got actually got the tactics board for a little bit of this to show Liverpool's patented 4-1-5 approach to football. You can see it there. There's four, there's one, there's five. Firstly, were you surprised by the selection when the team dropped?
No, I wasn't that surprised by it. I think he's... But one thing I don't want him to do is start picking mad teams for no reason. Like, there's no logic behind it. Like, you're just picking teams for the sake of it and hoping that something changes. I think there's got to be thought behind your teams. And he goes with Bradley at right back. That goes back to elements of what we were doing last season. He put Szoboszlai back as the 10. Again, you're going back to last season. I think he's desperately trying to play McAllister into form. And he benches Wirtz, benches Frimpong. So I think there was elements in there of being inspired by how we won the league and trying to go with that, but it doesn't help when you concede after 60 seconds.
Well, that's what makes the game hard to talk about, I think, all the way through. It's the big problem is the conceding after 60 seconds. But you just said there he plays Szoboszlai in the 10, because that's what I thought when the team dropped, but that's not what it looked like in the match. You know, we've lined them up here genuinely. It seems like it's a bit of a joke. But there was a lot of the time that this was how Liverpool were playing. You know, it can seem a little bit unlikely. There's loads of screen grabs that people have been putting all over social media where Gravenberch is just basically all on his own in here. The fullbacks are really close to the centre-backs. They're not really, first half, they're not really that interested in passing the halfway line, unless Liverpool pass the halfway line en masse. And McAllister in particular is playing all the way up here.
Well, he touched the ball 20 times, I think, or 20 passes or something, which is not like McAllister. And, I've seen people saying he weren't showing for the ball and things like that. But I think this was a match-specific plan for Man United. Obviously, he played the back five. And the way in which they help out Bruno and Casemiro, usually, is by wherever the ball is, the later it was in this game, we'll step out. Or Shaw will step out sometimes. And I think Liverpool's intent was basically pin them back.